episode 478, How to Make You a Priority.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. How are you doing today? Are you ready to ignite your day? Are you ready to jumpstart and do what you were created to do, to focus on your passion, your purpose, and be present in your journey as you go about your life? Oh my gosh, that just gives me goosebumps. But wouldn't it be nice if we could just do that? But it's not like that, is that? No. So how to make you a priority, that is our girl chat today. And I am so excited that you're here. Come in, get comfortable, take a seat. You know what? If you're working out, breathe a little bit with me here. Just take a rest for a minute. We all need a break. Or take a walk and listen, because our chat time's important. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this family. You are here. You are blessed and welcomed among amazing women around the world. How exciting is that to know that you have a sisterhood, women of impact that are wanting to do the same thing that you are. I want to encourage you to head on over to createyournow.com. You can learn more about what your family is all about, who you have found, who you are now a part of. And if you want to dive in deeper with us, all of you, whether you're an old person who's been with us, I don't mean old as in age old, because I'm the oldest. I mean, really. But what I mean is, for those of you who have been with me from like the very beginning, to those who are maybe a little bit newer, maybe the last month or so, come on over to our Facebook group. You can find it in the show notes. It's a really quick link. And click on there and join. Just request to join. We want to see you in there. This is our private group. It's closed. So, and you can invite people, but it's truly for women of impact. That's what it's called, because that's what you're here for, right? I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You want something different. You want something more in your life. You know that you were created on purpose for a purpose, and maybe you're still working through some things. I think we all do that. We all go through different kind of avenues within our journey. And we have little pit stops here and there, and sometimes pitfalls, and where we need help back up. We can get that encouragement from each other. So come on over. I want to see you there. I want to be able to serve you. I'm in there. I'm there to say hello. You get to see my face more and more. And so it's brand new. It's just started. I think we're only about a week old now. So it's not like you're going to be coming in and you feel like you're totally losing out. No, this is your time. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. I promise you, we don't bite. A lot of amazing women are in there now, and we want to welcome you into this very special community, Women of Impact. Okay, now we got to get on to our girl chat. Oh, how to make you a priority. Even where to begin with that. I know I personally have struggled with that over the years. I was not only a perfectionist, I was a people pleaser. I think I had every strike against me. Being a preacher's kid plus a military brat, both Army and Navy, I mean, serving is kind of like beyond in my blood. I mean, I've got like the most of serving you can have that comes natural, that you're like born with. You know, it kind of seems strange. But I really kind of took it to the nth degree. Talk about a far left or right, however you want to take it. It was almost wrong. I was doing myself an injustice. I wasn't taking care of me. And I felt guilty when I wasn't serving my family. I felt guilty when I would say no. I felt guilty when I turned down things. And honestly, most of the time, I didn't. I was, yes, yes, yes. Oh, I'll be happy to. Oh, of course. I can fit that into my, I already have a 14-hour day, but I'll squeeze it in there. Sure, no problem. You need me to volunteer? I am there for you. I can take on another Sunday school class. No big deal. Oh, you want me to write that too? I'll be there. And I was doing everything for everybody else, and I was not the priority. And I began to suffer. My health began to suffer multiple times. I had two surgeries within 28 days. I had my gallbladder taken out, which we had to schedule, but I was sick 2.5 months prior to that. And I kid you not, I was basically eating soup, broth, and that was it. I had nothing else. And my body kind of went into survival mode. And I was in so much pain. I had five babies at that time. My youngest was, oh gosh, how old was he then? I guess he was two and a half. So he was young. And then they didn't get everything. And I had ended up having 28 days later an emergency ERCP. They found over a 13 millimeter stone that was lodged. And they had to go down through my mouth to get it because they couldn't get it the other way. When they had taken out my gallbladder, they didn't know. And it was lodged. It was causing me more pain. It was a very, very life-threatening surgery, quite frankly. Because if something went bad, well, I wasn't going to be there anymore. And then the worst-case scenario, had it all gone right, I guess the worst-case scenario would have been if they couldn't have gotten the stone, then I would have been carrying a bag around with me for the rest of my life. And I remember in that moment lying there going, what in the world? Where did I miss something? What happened? What was it? I wasn't making myself a priority, but you know what? I still didn't even get it then. All these red flags coming up. I hadn't been losing my weight, hadn't gotten back to really my healthy part. I was still serving everybody else, doing crazy things, getting up at the crack of dawn and not going to bed till almost the crack of dawn. I mean, you can't live crack of dawn to crack of dawn because something's going to crack and it's usually you. And I felt myself breaking, but I didn't get it. And I kept just pushing through and pushing through and pushing through. And we moved. In between times, we went to another place, and then that bigger tornado hit, and my husband said, I've fallen out of love. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what am I missing here? What am I missing? I'm doing everything for everybody. That's what I'm supposed to be doing, right? No. I'd gotten it wrong. I'd stepped away a little bit from what I thought I should be doing for me and was doing and servicing everybody else. And I lost myself in the process. I lost myself in my kids. I lost myself serving my husband. And I love them all dearly, but when you lose who you are and your identity becomes somebody else, that's freaky. It's frightening. And I didn't really, honestly, looking back, I didn't really know that that was happening because I was so in the moment doing stuff. I was filling my plate with stuff of serving, of loving, of giving, but I was not making myself a priority. Does any of this ring true with you? Okay, maybe not the surgeries. I pray not. I pray your health is better. But we do have those ups and downs in our lives, and we have these red flags. I call them the God flags, and he puts them out. And he says, hello, I'm trying to wave you down, but you're not paying attention. I'm like, oh, I so miss that. Oh, I so miss that one too. It wasn't until he had taken everything from me, stripped me basically of my life, when my husband said, I've fallen out of love. That was the end of it. And actually, it was the beginning. It wasn't the end of my marriage. It was the beginning of my marriage. You see, I thought I was doing everything right, serving everybody. But who I left out was me, myself, and I. And that's not being selfish. Because I'm here to tell you that you are one who tends to serve others more than you serve yourself. And if you are running on half empty, you can never do what you were created to do. Your passion will fizzle out. Your purpose will never become a priority. And your presence, well, you'll be lucky to stay awake and you'll be investing in things that, you know, you think are helping you, but they really aren't. You'll be grabbing at vices, whether it's food or drinking or friends or who you're hanging out with or more activities and more things to make yourself feel and like you're accomplished, like you're something, you're somebody, when actually what you're missing out is that you are not the priority. That's what you're missing. So how do you begin to make yourself a priority without feeling guilty, without feeling like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, because you don't want to fall in the superwoman syndrome. You don't want to get caught in that. I did, and it hurt. It hurt my children for a while. It hurt my husband. It really hurt me. And it took time of healing and God's miraculous intervention and coming in and reconciling our marriage. And now, oh my gosh, I look back and I'm thinking, what if I would have caught that a long time ago? So if you're young and you're hearing this, oh, please pay attention. If you're old and hearing this, please pay attention. How to make you a priority should be a priority. So now I look at my life a little bit differently. I look at what I need to survive, and I call it kind of my joy zone. The joy zone. Why? Because, well, you've heard of the joy jar, right? Well, we've got to be able to pick ourselves up sometimes when we're feeling like, well, a pile of doo-doo or CRAP, where we really don't feel like we've done anything. And we've got that joy jar. If you're not familiar with the joy jar, it's just taking any simple jar. It can be a mason jar. It can be a coffee cup. It can be an old ashtray that your great-great-great-great-grandmother had or whatever, and somehow you have it now. It could be whatever silver cup. It could be a paper cup. It can be just an area that's designated. And what you do is you write on a little piece of paper or post-it your joys in life, what you're thankful for. It's kind of like a gratitude jar, but I call it the joy jar. Why? Because we want, as human beings, we desire happiness. It's within our soul to have that feeling. God put it there. We want that. We desire to feel needed and loved and nurtured. And that's our joy jar. And when we're down and out, we can go grab that. Well, you see, I needed to find my joy zone. I need to find that place for me. And some of us think about, oh, it's my me place. No, it's actually my joy zone. What I need for me in order to succeed for the day. What I need to do in order to put my best foot forward so I can serve my loved ones, so I can serve my coworkers, so I can serve you. Because it would be really bad if I was the grumpy cat on the other side. I mean, really, would you want to listen to my podcast if all I was doing here was sitting here griping the whole time? Now, there are those podcasts that exist, but that's not me. That's not the kind of intensity and energy that I want to give you in your day. I want you to be filled with joy from the inside out so you can shine from the outside in. I want you to radiate awesomeness because that's how God created you. But you have to make yourself a priority, and that is a challenge when it comes to being a woman, and especially a mama. It's hard, and it's not easy, but there are some simple things that you can do to make yourself a priority to get into the joy zone. So welcome to the joy zone. I wish we had some music going there. Maybe I can find some. We can add that in there. Okay, maybe not. Okay, so let's go back to the kiss before I get off cycle here. Your keep it simple strategy is this. Upgrade your choices in the joy zone. Oh, that sounds simple enough, right? Yes. Upgrade your choices. You see, you make decisions every single day in your life. The choices that you make are very important, but it's the little things that we can do. So upgrade your choices in the joy zone. One way you could do that, number one, is choose one thing a day just for you. Just for you. And I'm even talking about if you have a little baby. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Remember, I'm a mom of five. I get it. And there were those times that I would find myself in the joy zone. And after I would nurse the baby, I would go and say, okay, honey, I think you're good. Now I'm going to go and I'm going to go take a hot bath. It may only be 10 minutes, but I'm telling you, it was the best 10-minute bath ever. That was my time. The one thing for you and only you. Maybe it's a shower-spiration. Maybe it's a workout. Maybe you've got to have your run or walk every day, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, you need that for you. Maybe it's a 15 minutes of no kids. You're a stay-at-home mom, and oh, I have been there. I mean, homeschooling, the whole kit and caboodle, and it can be an absolute chaotic mess. And at one point on top of that, I even had my own day school. And when I had all of that, I was like, really? I'm a mother of like, how many children? 12, 17 sometimes. And then I would go and work with the praise kids, the choir, and I had like 120 kids. I was like, no wonder I'm insane and my hair's graying out before. I mean, talk about pressure. You see, you have to find the one thing just for you. That doesn't mean that you're in the kitchen and the kids are all around you, just for you, a way for you to pull back from the world and focus on you, how to make you a priority. Okay, so that's number one. Choose one thing. It could be anything that you want. Obviously, more on the healthy side, okay? Just saying. All right, so number two, take time to breathe and focus how you want to feel. Did you hear what that said? Focus on how you want to feel. What makes you happy? So we talk about stop and smell the roses. You've heard me talk about that saying. That was something my dad used to always say to me. Stop, honey, you got to stop and smell the roses. Just breathe. Take a moment to breathe. And I want you to think about something that brings you happiness. Maybe you went out to dinner with some friends and you had this amazing meal, but the conversation was even better and you laughed and you giggled and you just embraced each other. It was so much fun. It just ignited your evening. Bring yourself, have that thought, bring yourself there so you can able to touch it, see it, taste it, speak it. Which other one did I miss? Touch it, see it, hear it. All five senses. You want to feel that within you. You want to bring your mind to that. Yeah, it's a mind shift. Yes, it is. And it's a practice that when you can get into that, what happens is when negativity comes around you and you have so much drama all of a sudden in your life, you can quickly go and upgrade your choices here, what, into your joy zone. And you bring yourself in there. Okay, I've got to think, am I happy? What brings me happiness? Where am I in this? Oh, got it. I'm there already. You practice it now, it becomes so simple later. Right now, it's going to seem like work, but later on, it's not going to be work. It's just going to come very natural, okay? So take time to breathe and focus how you want to feel, okay? That energy. Actually feel it within your body. You know, it's kind of like in the middle of winter when I'm running outside and I'm like so cold. I'm shivering while I'm running, which doesn't make sense because I'm creating heat, right? But then I think, okay, summertime, think of a warm place. And I begin to feel warmer. Your mind has that much power. So take time to breathe and focus on how you want to feel. It's the mind shift, okay? Number three, fill in the gaps of your day with happiness and presence. Ooh. What do you mean by that, Christiane? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Fill in the gaps of your day with happiness and presence. Think about your cup of coffee, maybe your cup of tea at night. What are you doing when you do that? Are you sitting there focusing on, you know, looking at your emails and running through the highlight reels on Facebook and seeing all the great stuff? And you're like, I'm not feeling so great right now after seeing all that. My day looks like a piece of, well, you know, we can't say that here. So, no, what you need to do is enjoy and savor that cup of coffee. Bring yourself into that happiness moment, being actually present, living in it, knowing that you're there, enjoying it. We don't do that though, because these gaps that we have in our life, like, okay, running your child from one activity to the next or picking them up at school and then taking them to soccer practice, that in-between time, what are you doing? Are you trying to sit there and think about, okay, now after I drop him off here, then I'm going to go run to the grocery store real quick and I cannot wait. I can't forget, or I can't wait to finish this, but I can't forget to pick up this, this, and this. Oh, I need to add that to my list. Okay, think about it. Add that to my list. At the same time, your child's going, now, mom, this is what we did at school. How can you stay on track? I mean, seriously, I can't even have the conversation here, but that's what's happening in your world, isn't it? It is. And then you add a puppy dog into the situation, and then you're like having a conversation with him too, and you're like, sit down, hold on, wait, I gotta stop. I mean, it just gets crazy. You have to find and fill the gaps of your day with happiness and presence that allows yourself to be in the moment. But we don't. So the next time you go pick up your child from school and you're taking him to soccer, instead of sitting here trying to figure out what your next step is, because I know I've done it, I've been there, I do that, I even catch myself now. And I have to think, whoa, take a step back. Pick him up and focus on every single word that they're saying, their mannerisms. And as you look at them, because your eyes should be on the road, right? Of course they should be, because you're driving. So when you just quickly glance over there and you see their smile, take a picture of that in your mind and remember it. I'm telling you, these are fleeting moments that you're going to wish that you would have stopped before. But we're filling our gaps of our life with just yuck. It's mud, and it's sinking you every single day. So you've got to fill in the gaps of your day with happiness and presence, knowing that where you are right now is the most important thing. I have to tell you a real quick story. I know we're going a little bit longer, but I want to share this with you. We're going to do another podcast in regards to this a little bit later, but I just want to tell you about filling in the gaps. I kind of had a really long day today, and I didn't want to do everything that I wanted to do. And it was crazy. We were coming off of prom and finishing up kind of studying for, well, I'm not studying for college finals, but my children are. So that means sort of mama is too, because I'm trying to help them and being supportive and encouraging and helping them with what they need, because they're just living strange hours. And sometimes they just need an ear to talk and, or to talk to, you know, they just need me to listen. And then my mom was in town and my niece came with her, and it was awesome. It was a wonderful weekend. And then now my husband's off and he's doing his thing. He had to fly out for a couple days for business. And I'm just like, okay, this body is spent. This mind is gone. I need rest. My spirit needs to be refreshed. And so I didn't do a whole lot today. And in actuality, I felt kind of guilty about it. Well, then my son comes in, and my number four, my little Einstein, and he comes in and says, Mom, I need to remind you, I need that board. Like, oh, the board. Anyway, he needs a trifold board. Long story short, I'm like, okay, you need it tomorrow, I'll go out and get it. So I got up enough energy because I was just tired. You know how you just run yourself kind of ragged and you need a day off? And I didn't feel like I had a day off in like 3 weeks. Seriously, it's been kind of one of those. And I've been running nonstop, and well, not literally running, but physically running and working out and doing some things, changing some stuff up on my training. And it's been awesome, but it just was like, okay, my body was done. It needed a break. So I got up enough energy and said, all right, here we go. I'm going to go. And Noah wanted to go with me. I'm like, that's fine. I'll just go by myself. So I went, and I was ho-humming in Walmart and doing, I found the tripod, I mean the trifold board, and found a couple things and what he needed. And anyway, we had conversation, took longer than what was expected. And then I thought, you know what? Dad's gone. So guess what? Mom's not going to cook tonight. I'm just going to run and get pizza. Oh yes. We actually go out once in a while. I know it surprises you, doesn't it? But I went out to get pizza. They love it. We don't do it a lot of times, but I thought, okay, this will be fun. So I went out to get pizza and went in, got the pizza, and came out, and I hear this honk. It's my daughter. She'd just gotten off of work. And she was stopping by to grab her dinner before she went back to go study for her college finals that she begins tomorrow. And oddly enough, she, I said, well, hey, you're getting dinner? She goes, yeah. I said, let me buy. And she smiled. So we went in there, got another thing of pizza and breadsticks for her. And we went out, and she actually needed to talk. You know, I had my phone there and it was lighting up. I just turned it over. See, I could have been filling in my gaps and been focused on everything else while she wanted to talk to me. But instead, I filled it with her smile, with her presence, with her emotions, what she needed from her mom. I was able to give her something because I was able to give myself something earlier in the day. How to make you a priority is so important, because sometimes we've got to give so much to someone else that if you're not taking care of you, you can't take care of someone else. You got to fill in the gaps with happiness and presence. Take time to breathe and focus how you want to feel. And choose one thing a day just for you. Upgrade your choices in the joy zone. It will be the best priority that you've ever made for yourself by making you the priority. You're worth it. You are so worthy of it. And I know, you know, sometimes I mean, this is going longer, but you got to know from the bottom of my heart that I hurt for you when you hurt. I cry when you cry, and I may not be in absolutely every aspect of your life, but I've lived long enough and I've experienced life unlike most people do, and how I've traveled and the people that I've met and where I've been and everything that's just happened, that I truly believe that you are a gift to this world. And in order to use your talents, you have to make yourself a priority. Start today, because you are incredible. I love you so very much, and I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.